If you want to make a change this year, check out How to Be a Better Human, a podcast from TED. I'm Chris Duffy. I'm a comedian, and each week on How to Be a Better Human, I sit down to have an honest and hopefully funny and revealing conversation with an expert who can help us to see the world in a new way. This season, we're diving into everything from how you can love better to how to create habits that stick to how to have hope in a world and at a time where that feels really challenging. You can find all those topics and so many more on episodes of How to Be a Better Human, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Nora. My name is Amelia Daniels, and I am a fellow Twin Cities girl now living in Wisconsin. My It's Going to Be Okay submission brings me back 35 years to my freshman year of college. My English symposium class was titled Philosophies of Life. We explored a variety of perspectives on life through reading and writing. One of the books we read was Anne Morrow Lindbergh's compilation of essays titled Gift from the Sea. Anne had taken to the sea as a pause in her very busy life, realizing the need for time in nature to rest and to recharge. By taking shells on the beach as inspiration, she compares stages of her life to the unique composition and characteristics of the shells she collects. The swirl pattern of the moon shell represents the inward journey we are all on to rediscover the core of who we are, or the small, simple pear shape of the channel whelk shell mirrors a simple dwelling or living a simplified life. So our writing assignment was to compare our life or an aspect of our life to something in nature. I struggled to find it, possibly trying too hard to be like Anne in my attempts to find something that I could hold in my hand or that would sit on my desk as I recognized our oneness. I shifted my gaze from the ground to the sky, and there I was, a tree. Ever since I was little, I've been a noticer of trees, hugging them, drawing them, climbing them, or just gazing at them. I love watching them transform with each season. And so began my paper with these words: I am like a tree, reaching and changing. With each new phase of life, I grow. Now, nothing could be more true from the time I was born to the time I wrote that paper to where I am now in my life of 54 years. But how do the trees tell me it's going to be okay? Well, they are a constant reminder that there will be seasons. Fall will bring obvious external changes to the tree and an even more noticeable letting go of what was. By this, I am reassured that change can be beautiful and it is inevitable. So perhaps surrender is a way to trust that something good can come from it. Winter comes and the tree will look barren, but beneath the surface, so much is happening that is invisible to the eye. The unseen, quiet changes are what will sustain the tree and prepare it for what is next. The tree is able to withstand the cold nights and a harsh wind, and so can I. Spring brings melting and movement and a bursting of new growth. The tree, teeming with life, wakes me up to what is being born, and I can feel hopeful for what I can bring forth in my life. In summer, the tree abounds with flowers and fruits blooming, birds singing, and a canopy of leaves reaching toward the sky. This is a sign of the joy and colorful sweetness I have felt and can feel again and again. So look to the trees, find one that is you, and watch it in awe, because you are strong, resilient, beautiful, and it's going to be okay.
It's Going to Be Okay is a production of Feelings & Co. We are an independent podcast, and Feelings & Co. is an independent podcast production company, so you being here is amazing. A great way to support our show is to share it. Share it with whoever you think would like it. Share it as much as you can. Rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. We're a small show. We're a small company. And we exist because of all of you. So thank you for being here. Our team is me, Claire McNerney, Amanda Romani. You can share your okay thing with us by emailing us, igtbo@feelingsand.co. I will read your okay thing for you. Or you can record a voice memo and attach it to that email. You can also always call and leave us a voicemail at 612-568-4441. You can find all of our shows and our store over at feelingsand.co.